Like many other cities around the nation, Seattle has been trying to figure out how to hold police accountable when they do something wrong. The Seattle Police Department is under a court order from the U.S. Department of Justice to do that, following a report detailing excessive use of force by the Seattle Police Department. Part of the solution is the first-in-the-nation Community Police Commission. Recently, the Community Police Commission sent a package of recommendations to the mayor's office, but the mayor's office is not on board with all of them. Jennifer Shaw has been on the Community Police Commission from the start. She's also deputy director of the ACLU of Washington. I asked her what the Community Police Commission wants.
So what we're hoping is to build on what Seattle already has and to make sure that there is a system for the community to be part of the accountability process. The gist is we want to make sure that there is a body that is responsible for making sure that the voice of the community is heard from now until the, you know, forever, basically.
Why hasn't the mayor approved them?
We've been in negotiations and discussions with the mayor and his staff over a variety of issues, some sticking points that parts that we just haven't agreed on.
Could you give an example of just what kind of sticking points there are?
Sure. I mean, one of the big differences has to do with whether or not the Community Police Commission will be that sustained body, or to exist going forward. The Community Police Commission was created by the Memorandum of Understanding as a body to help implement the findings of the Department of Justice. So originally it was conceived to be just so long as Department of Justice and the monitoring team were in town. We are proposing, and we think the best approach is to make sure that the city doesn't lose that valuable input from community members who have a lot of experience and a lot of good wisdom to share. One proposal is to have the Community Police Commission take over the role of the community input into the accountability process.
So you had a meeting this Wednesday, and you've decided to take your recommendations directly to the city council. Are you bypassing the mayor?
Our plan all along had been to take a package to the city council. We had hoped that we could have it be a joint package, and there's still hope that that could happen.
Why isn't it happening yet?
I think that's a question for the mayor's office.
Jennifer Shaw is with the Community Police Commission, and she's deputy director at the ACLU. You read the headlines this week, mayor at odds with civilian panel, your group, over its power informing police policies, sidestepping mayor, citizen panel, your group, to go to council with Seattle Police Department reforms. Do you think those headlines fairly characterize what's going on?
I think that is not a fair characterization, given the fact that we've spent the last 6 months or so working one-on-one with representatives from the mayor's office. We've made a lot of progress. I think that tension is inevitable, and there is such a thing as positive conflict. So I don't think that this is something that says that everything's falling apart or that we are necessarily at odds with the mayor. I think we have different approaches and different opinions. I think those will be settled because we all have the same goal, which is to ensure constitutional policing in the city of Seattle.
What's the lesson for other cities in what happened at the commission this week, sending these proposed ordinances directly to the city council?
What I would say if I were talking to leaders in other cities is create the commission, put the best people on there that you can find with the most experience and the most connections with the most diverse areas of your community, and then work with them. Because change will need to happen as they grow and as the city grows in its understanding of what's right for that particular department.
Representatives from the Baltimore Police Department were here this week to see how Seattle has been trying to improve policing. Do you think Seattle is a good model for reform?
I think we are creating a good model. It's not perfect. There are no perfect models out there, especially when it comes to police accountability. It isn't something that you could just pick up and drop into another city, but I think it is inspiring other departments, other cities to take a look at the community involvement. The consent decree that just came out of Cleveland includes a community police commission. I know there's just been a report issued recently by the ACLU of Minnesota and the NAACP in Minneapolis calling for community involvement in police accountability. So it is taking off. It's something that Seattle started in a sense, and I think it's a model that can be replicated. It needs to be supported, though, and everybody needs to agree that the community voice is an important voice.
Jennifer Shaw, founding commissioner on Seattle's Community Police Commission. She stepped down earlier this week to better focus her role as deputy director at the ACLU. The Community Police Commission plans to submit its draft recommendations directly to the city council in the next few days.